Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? That's a momentous question, is it not? You know, in coming to the meeting earlier, I was stopped by a couple of Christians. And, you know, I've got more tracts in my shirt pocket that they gave to me. And I said, brethren and sisters, I said, you know, I'm saved, you know. They were just wanting me to order some tracts for them that they felt were special. And I think that's very important to use tracts which you have confidence in. Tonight when Brother Bob, he asked me to share with you, dear Christians, concerning this wonderful tract ministry, I wanted to do it tonight. And the reason I did is because I believe these are serious Christians here tonight who take their faith seriously. And I think that's very important. If you have your Bibles, I want to take just a brief moment to look at John chapter 4 before I make some remarks concerning the use of tracts and perhaps a couple of experiences which I've had with them. John chapter 4 and verse 34. The Lord speaking to his disciples. Jesus saith unto them, my meat, my food, is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye that are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye entered into their labors. Now the Lord is referring in that last verse to the prophets and perhaps John the Baptist himself, who had sowed that good seed, and his disciples were now prepared to reap what they had sowed. I would like to share with you perhaps some personal experiences concerning my experiences, anyway, with reaping and sowing. As a young Christian, I saw that the Lord would have me to engage in the ministry of reconciliation. And right away, I saw the usefulness of a tract as a tool that God could use. And we used them as God permitted us. And in the place that I worked, we tried to distribute tracts. And what we tried to do was we made little tract boxes, and we put them up into different places in that place of business, bathrooms, and all sorts of places where we knew people would go and congregate. And I sometimes would put them in cloakrooms and break areas that were used in that large factory. And during that period of time, a young man came up to me by the name of Tommy Ellis, and he said he knew that I had was putting these tracks out, and he said, Gibby, do you remember this track right here? And he showed it to me, and I'm sure Tommy would remember it if he were here today, but I cannot remember the name of the track. And he said, you know, I took that track out to the parking lot during my lunch hour, and I read it, and I received Christ as my Savior. And I had relayed that particular incident to the Christians on Wednesday night. Later, I ran across another young man by the name of Van Ellis, and I had talked with Van off and on, and had given him tracts to read, 2- and 3- and 4-page tracts. And Van began coming by where I worked. I worked alone at that time. And he had questions. And we tried to deal with those questions. And I always carried a New Testament in my pocket, still do, try to. And we dealt with those questions and his objections. And later Van came back and told me, brother, thank you for showing me the way. Salvation. I received the Lord Jesus Christ. tracts are a tremendously effective tool for a Christian who has a heart that's bound to God's will in his way. I have some thoughts on how to use tracts practically, and this is very important. I think the most crucial and the most important thing that you can do in using a tract is to pray for it before you put it out. I always try to make this a practice in my life. Pray that the Lord will direct that particular tract to the exact person that he wants to, for it to go to. And, dear Christian, he will answer your prayer. Many times you will not know what has occurred between that tract and that other person. In the case of those two men, the Lord let me know what had happened in their life. And I have always appreciated that the Lord did that to encourage me. Many times he will not let you know what that tract has done in the heart of another person. But pray for that tract when you go to use it. I might add that Tommy Ellis is now a preacher of the gospel, and he goes around to various churches and preaches the gospel as the Lord gives him opportunity. The second thing I think you can do with a tract is to be innovative with them. Ask God how you can use that tract. Now, there are many ways to use tracts. You know, there's a sister in the meeting here who puts them in her bills when she mails them. The reason I know this is because my wife sees them come across her desk every now and then. Be innovative. Ask the Spirit of God to show you in your own life circumstances how to distribute God's Word, how to sow God's Word. And he will show you how. He will invariably show you how you, if you're serious, if you're serious. The third thing that I suggest when you use tracts is to know what each tract says. Now, as a young Christian, I tried to do this because it helped me get a better understanding of the gospel and how to present it to people and what scriptures to use. But also, you want to know what each tract says so that you will know what tract to give to what person. Right? That makes sense, doesn't it? Don't hand out tracts and not know what they say, okay? You're not doing the Lord a service. Know what each tract says, and God will effectively use it for his glory. Now, fourthly, and this is very important too, use tracts that deal with the sin question. Now, I have tried to order tracts back there that deal with the sin question. Now, having said that, some do a better job at that than others. There's no doubt about it. But always use tracts that deal with the sin question. It's very, very important. People don't receive the Lord Jesus Christ because they don't realize they're lost. A person has to realize that they're lost and undone before they can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. The sin question must be dealt with. Use tracts that present the sin question clearly and effectively to people. All right. And fifthly, when possible, follow up on the tracts that are given directly to people that you know. Now, many times you're going to give tracts out, you don't know to whom they're going. You put them in places where they're picked up and where they're read, and they're salted with your prayers and your tears. But many times you're going to give tracts to a person that you know. When you do that, follow up later and ask that person, what did you think about that? What did you think about what that gentleman or what that woman said concerning the Lord Jesus Christ? I've done this many times, and you're going to get all sorts of responses. And all this does is open up a tremendous way for you to present the gospel again to that person. And your goal when you're sowing the seed is to finally get down to a person whom you're dealing directly with where you can answer their objections to the gospel, where you can listen to them. They see that you're listening to them, that you are not glossing over their concerns, but that you have a genuine concern for them, a genuine love for them. And that's where you want to get to many times with tracts and later with gospel booklets. And I'm going to mention gospel booklets in just a minute because they have a somewhat little different usage than tracts. This tract, which many of you are familiar with, Are You Going to Heaven?, written by William McDonald many, many years ago, has been distributed by the millions, and it's because it's got a very unusual format. And I don't know whether many of you Christians have seen this, but he has a checklist of what you feel the best basis for reaching heaven is. And the person checks off in different blocks what they believe is going to get them to heaven. And Brother McDonald deals with each answer in the rest of the tract. Very effective, and doubtless thousands of people have been saved through the use of this tract. It's not copyrighted. There are many printers. I use Good News' printing of this tract because it's very attractive, and it's been used effectively for millions. Another tract, which is quite good, is by Dr. James Kennedy down there in Florida, How to Know for Sure You're Going to Heaven. Very provocative title. And this is what you want to use when you are handing out tracts. You want a tract with a provocative title, because the Spirit of God can use that. Another very old tract, which many of you are familiar with too, perhaps, is the Matchless Pearl. It was written by a missionary, and if you read, go and read that story of it, it's a very stirring story of how a person in a foreign country received Christ with an illustration that's incomparable, I believe. The Matchless Pearl. I've given hundreds of those away. Now, I would like to go over with you some gospel booklets. And gospel booklets are quite effective when you're talking with, when you've gotten to a point with a person where they know you. They don't have to know you well. They know you. They know that you mean them no harm, that you have a concern for them. And you perhaps have talked to them about some spiritual things, and now God is allowing you to go a bit further with them. And I guess as mature Christians, if you don't understand this, this is something that you need to understand, that God doesn't many times save a person overnight. The first time you talk to a person, they very well may not get saved. Young people, don't be discouraged with that. You know, God works over sometimes months and years in a person's life to win them to Christ. I always think of that verse, be not weary in well-doing, for ye shall reap if ye faint not. You shall reap if you faint not. And be persistent with your tracts. I hope pretty soon that I'm going to put some pressure on Brother Gene tonight, because at Burlington we heard a tape. The first time that I've ever heard that tape, and I'm not going to tell you the gist of the story because it would spoil it, but the tape only lasted about 10 or 15 minutes, didn't it, Gene? Something like that. And it told about an elderly man at that time in Australia who handed out one track at a time. And this dear gentleman did not know. He had no inkling. And he handed out these tracks for decades. Dear Christians, he did not know the impact they had. And quite a stirring story, and I hope that we'll get that tape and perhaps have it on Wednesday night. Because if that doesn't stir your heart to give a track out, I don't know what will. And I think Bobby heard that too, didn't he, brother? So we'll get a hold of that. But getting back to gospel booklets, I kind of grouped these as the kind, as the type. These two booklets, God's Answers to Man's Questions, and That's a Good Question, both of these are by William McDonald, are excellent books to give to people. Carrie, my daughter, has just given one of these to a girl named Jessica Sanchez, whom she works with at Duke University, who showed interest in the gospel and had many questions. We need to pray for Jessica that she will read this book and receive Christ. I have given this book just recently to a friend and acquaintance of mine, a young man, as well, and are in trying to follow up with him about that, whether what he thought about that. That's a good question. Is also, it's much briefer than this prior book. This is a much older book. This was written in 1958. Brother McDonald wrote this one in 1995. Both of these are excellent books to give to people, and Brother McDonald takes a very progressive, this is not the type of book that you can break on and break in the middle of it and when you and read something and have a question answered. It's a progressive book. You read it just like any other book. When you if you use this book, tell the reader that start at the beginning and go to the end, just like a normal book, because Brother McDonald takes it very progressively, and he builds upon what he states in his book in a very systematic fashion, and it's very, very effective. The next group of books as to kind is Final Destiny, also written by Brother McDonald, and Ultimate Questions by John Blanchard. Now, these are very complete and very thorough presentations of the gospel, very attractively done, too, I might add. I've never seen better. Brother Blanchard's book may have a little glitch as to his position on repentance. Many Christians, however, don't note that, so don't let that bother you. I've used this book without reservation. I talked with Mark about his stance on repentance and so forth, and it may not be the best, but otherwise, this presentation of the gospel is one of the most thorough presentations that you're going to get. It's just excellent, and I hope that you can get on a basis with a person where you can give them that book. Now, all of these books, by the way, we keep in the back in the Sunday school room, and you can get them anytime. They're free. And when they run out, I order more. Now, this last book is kind of a standalone booklet. It's written by a man named Robert Laidlaw, who reminds me of a great deal of the writings of our dear brother who wrote the Chronicles of Narnia. A very concise, logical mind. And this book was written for people who can think for themselves. And I've used this book, and I had a man tell me he got saved through using it. When I followed up with a visit, and I'm not too sure whether that brother got whether he got it or not, but he said that he did, and I haven't heard since where he stands. So The Reason Why is excellent by Robert Laidlaw. Now, I think that tracts really are a blessed ministry, and the wonderful thing about tracts and booklets is that when you can't be there in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning, when there's nobody there, that tract is there. That booklet is there to talk to that person who God is dealing with. And that's so important. And another beautiful thing I believe about tracts is they give a complete presentation of the gospel when you can only stammer and stumble. They give a very clear presentation of the gospel. When many times, you know, Brother Bob talked to me, and he mentioned something which struck me, and it's so true. Many times we are not ready in daily life to talk to a person about the gospel. You know, we're not ready. We're not ready mentally and spiritually, you know. But if we have the presence of mind, we can give them a tract and ask them to read it. And there they have it. An explanation of the gospel which you are not ready to give, but which God is ready to give to that person. Think about that. Okay. And not only that, but that one tract presents that gospel message over and over and over. That person picks it up the next day, a week from now, a month from now. That person picks that tract up and reads it. You're not there. Okay. To close, I would like to do something kind of unusual, I guess, in a way. I would ask you to do something for me, or actually with me. I would like you to covenant with me that when you go home tonight, that before you go to bed, you would read Psalm 51. And I ask you to read it very carefully, very thoroughly, and very prayerfully. Psalm 51. And after you read it, I would ask you to go back to verses 12 and 13 of Psalm 51. And I would ask you to meditate before God on those two verses. Now, if you will do that, God may change your thinking and your exercise and your burden about lost souls and about whether you should give a tract out or not. So, brethren and sisters, expose your heart before the Lord. If you're not exercised, if you're not burdened for this precious ministry of giving out tracts, ask yourself why. Why? Psalm 51, and meditate on verses 12 and 13. I think Brother Bob has a message for us.